Books on Tape presents The Far Reaches by Homer Hickam, read by Mark Deakins. To Linda, my island girl, and Carl, who has shared many an adventure, and his father, who waded across that awful lagoon. Part 1. Tarawa. Watchmen, tell us of the night, what its signs of promise are. Traveler, over yon mountain's height, see that glory beaming star. Watchman, does its beauteous ray aught of joy or hope foretell? Traveler, yes, it brings the day, promised day of Israel. John Bowring, A Hymn. Chapter 1. Sister, we die now?
If it is God's will, Nango.
The American bombardment had gone on for nearly an hour, and it seemed the big sand fortress might collapse beneath the weight of the mighty shells. Still, even as the thunderous assault sent down a rain of sand and coral dust on top of them, Sister Mary Kathleen smiled encouragingly at the muscular and intricately tattooed young man who had asked her the most pertinent question. She reflected, even at that awful moment, that they were quite the pair. Except for a wrap of bright red lava-lava cloth about his waist and a necklace of white cowrie shells and shark's teeth around his thick brown neck, Nango was essentially naked. She, on the other hand, was completely clothed from the top of her head to her slippered feet in the white shrouds of the habit of her sisterhood, the Order of the Sacred Blood. She allowed her smile to fall on the other fellow boys, too. They had backed against the wall and were regarding her in anxious silence.
"Prayers, me boys," she told them, pressing her hands together and letting her smile broaden to show them she wasn't afraid.